This week, the International Astronomical Union will meet in Prague to discuss exactly what constitutes a planet. Apparently, the concept of a planet is as slippery as the concept of species, and the prevailing definition can change over time. The current consensus, well, a consensus among one group of astronomers, is that a planet can be defined as anything that's round and circles about the sun. That very broad definition would keep Pluto, but also raise the number of official planets to 12, adding UB-313, Pluto's moon Charon, and the largest member of the asteroid belt, Ceres. It would also provide the strong possibility that several more planets would eventually be added. Astronomers who subscribe to this theory would probably be considered splitters in the AOU, or ornithologists who agreed that the Baltimore and Bullock's Oriole should be considered two species, and who think the yellow-rumped warbler should be split into Audubon's and Myrtle warblers again. But of course, for every argument, there is a counter-argument, and for every splitter, there is a lumper. According to the LA Times, the dissenters in the International Astronomical Union from Uruguay, France, Brazil, Italy, and elsewhere suggest that to be a planet, an object must not only be round, but be by far the largest body in its local population. Under this definition, Pluto would become a dwarf planet because it would be just another member of the distant Kuiper belt of small icy worlds beyond Neptune. Charon and UB-313 would fall victim to the same classification. As for Ceres, it would presumably go back to being just another asteroid, though some might argue that as the largest asteroid, it might still qualify. No matter what the IAU decides, the number of planets is going to be different from what we learned as children, even though the reality of whatever is happening out there is pretty much the same as ever, just like Bullock's and Baltimore Orioles are no different now than they were when we were calling them Northern Orioles. And people, both scientists and non-scientists, will complain about the official decision of the International Astronomical Union, just as people complained when the American Ornithologists Union changed the rock dove's name to rock pigeon, and complained when Bullock's and Baltimore Orioles were lumped into Northern Oriole in the 1970s, and then complained 2 decades later when the species were resplit. Whether we're thinking about the heavens or about birds, we people like to look something up in an encyclopedia or a scientific treatise and read the definitive answer, and we're unsettled by the simple truth that people don't know any simple truths. Theories of science are considered useful and valid as long as a solid body of data supports them and as long as predictions based on them prove accurate. That's why the theories of gravity and evolution are so important in physics and biology. This planetary debate, as well as debates about bird taxonomy and nomenclature, are not based on theories. They're more elemental, concerned with definitions and basic classification systems. And as with the Tower of Babel story, people simply cannot get along when they aren't speaking the same language. Planet, species, people will be arguing definitions till the cows come home. Or should I say cattle? Does that include bulls? And must they all come home or just the main herd? And I won't even get into the question of where exactly is home. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.